It's been a busy week for the Locavore store, a shop in Pahoa Town that sells local produce. Owner Katerina Zaragoza says sales have been up as tourists and neighbor island visitors have passed through the town, hoping for a glimpse of the lava. But she worries as the flow edges closer to the main road, potentially cutting off Highway 130.
That, for us, will sever us from about half of the people who we work with, half of our suppliers, how we stock our shelves. Similarly, there's potential issues that could come up around electricity, phone line usage. Our bank is on the other side of the flow. The post office is possibly relocating. So it's definitely going to create a lot of pretty significant logistical challenges for people that are staying on this side.
That's why this is the last day the Locavore store will be open. They're closing down their brick-and-mortar shop on Pahoa Village Road and plan to reopen in Hilo or Keaau.
Gives us a little more, mobility in a sense over here instead of being locked down into a potentially precarious scenario we are dealing with now.
Zaragoza says the long-term plan is to come back to Pahoa in the form of a delivery service. That way they can still provide produce to customers based in Lower Puna, as well as pick up orders from farmers on the south side of the flow. Zaragoza says leaving Pahoa is bittersweet, calling the closure of her shop the end of an era.
It's a time that we'll all remember and we will all talk about for the rest of our lives, and it's going to change all of our lives.
Man, we're going to miss little Pahoa Town. I don't know. I hope at least something
for us to come back to.
Other businesses are also grappling with the question of should I stay or should I go? Tiffany Edwards Hunt is the co-owner of Jeff Hunt Surfboards and a Hawaii County Council candidate. Hunt says if the lava crosses the main highway and continues towards the ocean, Pahoa could become a ghost town.
That is going to be our key challenge, is when instead of this becoming the thoroughfare for everyone crossing in, it becomes the end of the road, an afterthought. It's going to become more and more difficult to try to maintain a sense of normalcy in this town.
We see the smoke every now and then, and you can smell the burning brush.
Paul Udis is the owner of Black Rock Cafe, a restaurant about a quarter mile from the active flow front. The slow-moving lava has given him time to think of options, but it's also been agonizing to wait and see what happens.
Slowing down, speeding up, it's like torture. Oh, I'm pretty scared. The realism started hitting me and started worrying a little bit more. But you can't do anything about it. You kind of have to sit and wait, which is probably the hardest part, I guess. Yeah. The business continues on, so you really don't want to clear everything out and stop your business when it could be for nothing.
And businesses that are choosing to stay, like Black Rock Cafe, are banking on the hope they won't have to. Molly Solomon for HPR News.